One of the mainstays of a new school law that is to take effect in 2016 is securing inclusive education for children in schools nationwide. This concerns not only children with physical and mental disabilities, but children from socially disadvantaged families and children from the Romani minority, who often end up in so-called practical or special schools with a limited curriculum. Although a series of education ministers have tried to change this practice, the country has not so far made significant progress in embracing the concept of inclusive education. In this week's Panorama, I talked to Bohumil Kartos from the NGO Eduin about some of the problems involved.
There's a mixture of problems that represent hurdles of effective implementation of inclusive education in Czech educational system. For example, financing or overworked teachers or big classes. Generally, there is very hard for Czech ministers of education to negotiate with Treasurer some important increasing of public spendings on education. According to the OECD monitoring education at a glance, is Czech Republic one of the countries with lowest funding on education in comparison to the GDP. But the fundamental budget for implementation of inclusion is ensured, at least according to the actual declarations from Ministry of Education. Secondly, teachers in Czech Republic are not paid well. We can point on the same statistics from OECD. And there is also obvious strong reluctance to change approach to some groups of children, especially to those belonging to the Roma ethnicity. Unfortunately, this problem mirrors general attitude of majority in Czech Republic.
So basically, there's a lot of prejudice involved also in this, in that teachers simply don't want Romani children in their class because they expect problems, and so they're automatically put in special schools. Is that what happens?
Yeah. A long time practice of putting Roma children to the practical schools based only on their social disadvantage is something what makes this sensitive social issue worse and what effectively reproduces social exclusion. A lot of people, even those who are personally involved in education, they are convinced that practical schools with limited curriculum are best option to them simply because they guess that Roma children are not suitable to better education. It is kind of misunderstanding persistent deeply in their mindset.
The government and the education ministry has for a number of years now tried to change that. Why is it not working? What are the main problems, apart from prejudice, for instance, on the part of teachers?
The main problem is that there is a lack of the teachers who are able to change their approach. In order of objectivity, that is important to mention that not only individual teachers, but also some schools have successfully established their education on idea of inclusion. We can name, for instance, elementary schools in Pobliežovice, in Trmice, in Debrin. There are certainly more schools. They more or less support inclusive way, and they can serve as a stories of success and even as a modus for systematic implementation. But up to date, nobody has been keen to take their experiences and point them out as a way worthy to follow.
So what is essential for inclusive education to work? What are the main factors that need to be in place?
There is a necessary, the strong support from the side of Ministry of Education, because a lot of reforms previously failed only because the teachers felt alone. I think that necessary is that the current Minister of Education, Kateřina Valachová, must be seen as an ambassador of the inclusion in Czech schools. And also necessary is, beside the financing, strong support from the founders. It means municipalities and regional governments. But there are strong concerns if they will manifest their goodwill.
What about parents? Do they pose problems as well?
Problem with parents, there are two problems, I think. The one is the parents from the majority, they manifest their reluctance to put their children in the classes with, for example, Roma children. And on the other hand, the parents from the Roma minority very often are not able to support their children enough to prepare them for the education in elementary school. And this is a handicap which make problematic the educational way for their children.
Well, will compulsory preschool help?
It could help, I think, for sure. But there is a strong concern toward preparing legislation. There is a proposal to make compulsory last year of preschool education, and part of experts guess it will not help families. They need it and only bother those who don't belong to the target group. There is a reasonable argument that for families from disadvantaged social economic background is more helping to stimulate their children earlier than since age of 5 years.
What about disabled children? Are they being integrated more successfully?
I think that's right. There are not so strong social stereotypes toward these children. And I think that there is not so a big problem with inclusion of children, especially physically disabled children, into the Czech schools. Problem is that there is a wide net of the special and practical schools which are traditionally caring about these children. And problem is that these people who are engaged or involved in these schools, they try to ensure that this net of the practical and special schools will continue inside the Czech educational system. And this is a problem because there is something like a conflict of interests.
Would it not help to close them down then? Or at least reduce their numbers so that only those who really need to be there are there and not such a large number of Romani children, for instance?
That's the political problem, I think, because a lot of people, they try to argue that inclusion is not a good way for the Czech educational system, and that almost everything in Czech educational system is all right. It means that these people try to persuade the public that it's not necessary to change anything, and that the putting of the disabled or disadvantaged children to the practical and special schools is all right, and that they are educated enough in these schools. That it's not a threat to their future and their possibility to get some higher education.
Well, is not the ministry, and not officials, the authorities, countering those arguments?
That's a problem, because if you look on the people who are surrounding the Ministry of Education, you can see a lot of people who argue this way.
If that is true, then what are the chances that the new legislation that will go into effect next year will really set the ground for inclusive education and move things in the right direction?
Well, I think that the chance is in the case that the Ministry of Education and founders will cooperate to support this change, to support the new rules, and they will manifest their goodwill toward to the teachers, and they will assure teachers that they can do something more for the future of this this society, that they are the agents who can make the change. But I think that also the threats or risks are obvious. For example, that this chance to change something will fail. And in this case, a lot of people who are not convinced that the inclusion is the good way will point out, so look at it, it is not, it not works simply. So the fail of this reform can very negatively influence the future of the inclusive education in Czech Republic.
We've spoken about disabled and socially disadvantaged children. What about foreigners? The Czech Republic is going to take in 1,500 migrants in the course of the next 2 years. Are schools ready for the challenge of helping them to integrate, overcoming language barriers and so on?
Good question. I think there are two possible and contrary answers. Yes, I think the Czech schools are, according to their capabilities, able to absorb children of 1,500 refugees and probably far more. But I'm afraid that the Czech society itself isn't able to accept the fact that there are people in need and that we are affluent enough to help them. And this is something truly sad.
Finally, under the best circumstances, if this reform works or this new legislation supporting inclusive education works, when will it come about? Well, when will the situation change radically for the better?
Also not so easy to answer. We need to wait this school year when will come the implementing legislation on the ministerial level. And from the next year, we will see some practical impacts in the schools alone. And I think that we need to wait more than 3 years to see if something important change or not.